KRCL champions building a more socially engaged Utah through locally driven programming that promotes music discovery and civic participation. Tune in to KRCL on 90.9 FM for a curated mix of music, including at least one track by a Utah artist every hour. From alternative rock to reggae, blues to bluegrass, KRCL is here to bring you the greatest bangers all day, every day.
Shh! Are you listening? This is Slug Sound Waves.
Betty, I know, never needed anyone to feel amazing. But here you go, giving me spins without me even sipping mazing. Sipping
mazing. My name is Sonia Lowe XO, and my pronouns are she, her. I am a singer-songwriter, solo artist here in Salt Lake City, Utah.
I'm a click, come and stay one more night. Give me just one more bite. Know you're my favorite vice. Need every single night.
Tell me, can you love me right? Can you keep me up all night?
My music is a mix between pop, R&B, and electronic music, with an emphasis on love and life through the eyes of a young woman in the world dealing with mental health, identity, and pretty much any other issues that we are facing in this world today in 2021. It definitely is coming from my own life experience and how I'm personally experiencing my situations. And by doing my music, I've definitely found that I've been able to connect with other people who have similar experiences. So all in all, it helps me not feel alone, to hopefully show others that they don't have to feel alone as well.
Ready for more, but it takes time. I know it's gonna take some patience, and I'll be waiting. Stuck in my head.
I started making the music that I do just really based on the vibes. I love creating music that really has a connection emotionally through the lyrics and through the melody. You know, whether you're on the dance floor dancing your heart out and having a great time, you listen to the lyrics and you're like, oh, maybe this is kind of a sad song, but it's a happy sad song. Or maybe if you're just like in your bedroom writing in your journal, you have something that you can play in the background that opens you up to be able to feel comfortable and like you're in a safe space. That's really how I experience music personally, so I'm really gravitated towards creating those vibes for everyone else.
Can you
younger, it started off with big Michael Jackson, Celine Dion influences. I definitely had a Christina Aguilera phase pretty much my teen years. Christina and Britney were huge inspirations to me at that time, just because of everything from the artistry to the music videos. It was all just an experience rather than just, you know, here's a song that you can listen to. The outfits and the stage presence, oh my gosh, I was so drawn to the glitter, the choreography, just everything to just catch your eye and make you feel like a superwoman, you know? And seeing women actually do this, that was a power in itself, because, I mean, we didn't really have a lot of role models growing up besides these pop artists. So by watching that and kind of seeing how they would push the boundaries, I'm like, you know what, maybe I can do this. Like, if they can do it, I can do it. And why not? Like, if anything, please do it, because we need more creative people like that to inspire our next generation and to let other people know, you know what, it's okay to choose this path in life if that's what you really feel passionate about. So I think that definitely, you know, started out as like, oh, I wanted, you know, do the glitz and glamour. But ultimately, when I got on stage, it was the feeling that kept me coming back. The feeling of being able to get lost in a song and just completely feel like I was in my own world, a world that I created and I had full control over, that was just an ultimate power.
Here again, I'm back inside my head with all these lonely thoughts stuck with them.
If I'm not like right on stage and performing at that moment, I am terrified. Like I have stage fright and I get anxiety like crazy beforehand. Like, okay, girl, don't forget the lyrics. Don't forget this. Like I constantly am just like, what's the worst thing that could happen? Don't let that happen. But as soon as I actually open my mouth and start singing the lyrics, like all those worries, it's like, why did I even worry about any of that? It truly feels second nature at this point for me to just start singing and to just like let it flow through my body. Most of my stage performances don't have any set choreography or anything to them. It's really just me feeling the music and kind of just doing whatever I feel in the moment. And if that's me, you know, strutting across the stage and, you know, hitting a specific pose at the end, it's just because I feel powerful in that moment. So I kind of like that authenticity of just being able to give that right on the performance. Like it's not rehearsed. I definitely am giving my whole self when I'm performing. It's been hard lately 'cause I'm not over you. I had actually been performing since I was about 5 years old, really just doing songs that I loved. And a lot of it was mostly in Spanish at that point because I grew up in a dual language household. So we'd speak kind of Spanglish and it was just kind of, you know, my comfort zone, so to speak. But my parents actually ended up getting divorced when I was 13, which, oh my gosh, very detrimental age for any teenager, anybody. But to kind of have that on top of it, I just didn't really know how to express myself. So I started just writing. A lot of my compositions would come out in kind of a poetry form. But when I'd go back to read them over, I realized like, oh, I actually assigned like a melody to these words. So when I read through them, I'm like, oh yeah, it's this. And I'd start singing it to myself. I'm like, wait, is this a song? But I guess I gotta go. I don't wanna be alone. Wake me up when the spring is through. I wanna say I started around 13, but I didn't actually put out any music that I had written until I was about 25. So huge gap. Around 17 or 18 years old, I started working with Warner Chappell to write and record demos that would be shopped around to corporate clients in a placement on TV for like a commercial, a background of a reality show, movies, really anything that needed like filler music. They were just like, yeah, you know, come on in, you can write whatever you want to write. We'll record the demos and then we'll shop them around. Okay, like that's all great and dandy. But when they say you can write, they're looking for something very specific. So they'd be like, well, we need something upbeat that makes you feel like a summer day and, you know, kind of Katy Perry-esque, but, you know, lighthearted, but can still be very jingly. And I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, I got you. So it was a lot of what I will say is like filler music. So the lyrics aren't really that important. It's mostly just, is this going to be a memorable melody? Or is this going to be something that's going to stick in people's ear? So I was doing that for quite a few years, and they would pair me up with a new producer or other people to work with to kind of just get a different variety, because they obviously don't want the same song, but they kind of want similar songs. They did actually set me up with one producer who immediately, from the first time that I got to meet him and work with him, I just knew that he was different, mostly because the other producers I'd go in with would just be like, okay, like, come on in, record your part. You already have your lyrics, like, just do you. They wouldn't really give me any feedback. It'd just be, you know, you're coming in, you're doing a job, we're done. But this particular producer, he was wearing a beanie with like bear ears on it. So it was like, this is kind of cool. It's cool to be different. And I feel like I could let my guard down a little bit. And I usually come up with my melodies and my lyrics on the spot in the studio. I feel like that's how I write best. So I was kind of there just throwing out some ideas, and I'm not usually one who gets feedback, kind of like I mentioned, and he kind of just chimed in like, whoa, that's great, let's record it. I'm like, whoa, whoa, what? Like, you actually feel some of these things? Like, these are just my random ideas. They haven't been, you know, watered down, or I don't have any, like, just basic lyrics ready yet. And we kind of just really got to play around with it. And he really just trusted me and what I wanted to do, which was the first time that I had ever had someone do that for me. On top of that, he definitely pushed me to really be myself in terms of a solo artist. I wasn't quite yet confident at that point to put anything out, but I definitely did record a lot more demos of my own music than I had ever had before. And it really was just foundational in me finally getting my comfort up in order to be able to be someone who could put out their own writing. Each one of them destined for you. Me and you together is like smoke in the air with new views. Let's just collide like the stars in the night. Took me having to realize that I have to do things for myself in life. I'm not here to please others. And me continuing to do music at this stage is really just reinforced to myself that I'm doing the right thing. I genuinely feel called to be doing what I'm doing. I don't think I could be a doctor or someone who's working in an office for the rest of their life. I have too much creative, you know, words and melodies in my head that I just need to get out. Being 30 now, there's my age. I think that it's more important now for me to continue on this path because I feel like a lot of people really put like an age limit on when it's acceptable to continue chasing your dreams. If you are maybe 24, 25, people stop taking you a little bit seriously when you say, hey, I still want to be a singer, and you're not, you know, being a lawyer or going to a job that has like a physical representation of you, a value basically. So now I think it's more important than ever, especially having a child, to just continue on this path because it's my own path. If anything, it's just going to show my son, don't listen to what other people have to say about what you're doing. If you feel passionate and if you feel like that is your calling, by all means, do it. I can't tell you how many times when I was growing up in school, everyone knew me as the girl who sings. And my teachers, when they'd, you know, kind of call around the class and be like, what do you want to be when you grow up? I did say a singer, and one teacher just kind of scoffed at me and was like, you know, that's not realistic, right? And like, surprisingly, the people in my class like turned around and they're like, girl, you did not just say that to her. Like, they're like, you haven't heard her sing. Don't even say that. And like, truly, I feel like a lot of my career has been spent just trying to prove to others that you can do it. Like, it doesn't matter what people think, what people say, just keep doing you and you'll do just fine. You're about to listen to my single, The Greatest. This song has a really deep connection with me because it was inspired by a moment when one of my closest friends kind of doubted the route I was taking in my career. It's just a song that kind of gets me hyped up in reassuring myself that, hey, you know what? I'm going to be the greatest and people are going to love it or hate it, but I'm doing me. So this is my song, The Greatest.
Wanna be the greatest. Every single day I wake up, I just gotta be a star tonight. Gotta show them who I are tonight. People hitting missing, trying to close in on my vision. Hold me back like you don't listen. Cut me off with such precision. Follow rules like a religion. And you say I'm power tripping. Sick of playing games and maybe acting like they know my business. Baby, you just hit a witness. Talking shit but I don't listen. Cooking up like in the kitchen. Chef so low and you must have dropped a knee like James and Houston. Baby, you about to lose it in the lake. That's where I do it. Seems so low, I run this new shit. Ha. I don't know. Things been kinda crazy in this gut. I will scared to raise my baby up.
to show them who I are tonight. I just wanna be the greatest, looking at me like I'm made.
Found anywhere that streaming is available. So Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, we got Deezer in there, we got anywhere. So you can find me there. I do also post covers to YouTube occasionally, and you can also find some of my stuff on SoundCloud. Next, I am working on hopefully putting together an entire EP. I definitely would love to do upbeat, how do they call it? Like cry dance music, sad dance songs. That definitely seems to be the next alley I want to explore. I want you to be out on the dance floor screaming out lyrics and just getting over that heartbreak, because we are all we need. If you enjoyed this episode of Sound Waves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.
The next Slug Picnic is on September 25th. Bring your beach chairs and furry friends for live performances from Narc, Gag Order, Total Cereal, and Mutie. In between sets, you can do some shopping with local artisans and enjoy food from our featured food truck. Get your tickets at slugmag.bigcartel.com.